7 days, 500 miles. Lots of riders. Apparently a whole lot of fun. I can't even pronounce it, Craig, so we're going to ask Brian David Bruins to help us out with this. He's written a book called Rumble Yell, Discovering America's Biggest Bike Ride. Now, Brian, is it Ragbri, or what's the way that people refer to this race across the bike race across Iowa?
Well, there's actually a minor debate among those who know on how to pronounce it. Most of us say Ragbri, but apparently the guy who started it insists it's something else that nobody cares about, whatever. It's Ragbri.
And that is, what do those initials stand for?
It stands for the Register's Annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa. Being the Des Moines Register.
I think we got one of those right, Bruce, when we tried to figure it out earlier.
Well, we got the B. Probably we knew it was a bike in there. Come on, we're not that stupid. Why did somebody come up with this? Obviously, newspapers behind it. Was there a reason they wanted people to travel across Iowa and enjoy the sights?
Yeah, there's a little of that. The one of the guys that worked for the Des Moines Register had a friend from New York or something along those lines who commented that Iowa's not worthy. And they kind of challenged him when he said there's nothing to do there, it's flat, all these stereotypes about Iowa that are actually not true. So they, and add to that, people get a little crazy. Americans do crazy things. That's one thing I've observed in my travels, because I'm a travel writer. So you combine all these things, and they said, let's prove this guy wrong, and let's just have a hell of a good time crossing Iowa the hard way.
Now, what made you, as a travel writer, made you decide, I'm going to take this challenge, I'm also going to chronicle it? What did the beginning and the end mean to you?
Sure. Well, for the last 4 or 5 years, as a travel writer, I've managed to do something fairly stupid in about 50-some countries. And that excludes America. I mean, barring puberty, right? I mean, I grew up here, so I did lots of stupid things then. But I wanted to come back to America, and I wanted to do some misadventure that was noteworthy. And I thought about Ragbri because in Iowa we all know about it, but so many of us have never actually done it. Even though 10,000 bikers do it every year, I hadn't done it. It's not like my mom is going to do it. So that's why I decided to chronicle the whole experience, so that way armchair adventurers or just any Iowan who doesn't really know what it's about can understand the phenomenon of Ragbri.
Is this something that Ernest Hemingway, if it was around back then, would have put on some kind of list or wanted people to accomplish?
Absolutely, he would have. And he would have really liked it because you drink and drink and drink the whole time.
Brian, you know, over the years, Bruce and I have done radio for many, many years. We've talked to people from all around the world, many, many people. You were the first gentleman, though, to send us something that actually has the term crotch lube in it. Why was this so essential?
Yeah, that's one of those things that nobody tells you about. You know, I hadn't ridden a bike in 20-some years. And so I remembered how to ride a bike, right? You never forget that. But nobody tells you about the crotch lube. And as you're getting fitted for your bike, they're like, here's the seat. I'm like, can I have a nice squishy seat because, you know, my butt's really sensitive, right? And they're like, no, you want a really rock-hard seat. And I'm thinking, why on earth would I want that? And they're like, well, you don't want friction down there, so here's your crotch lube. And, you know, I'm like, crotch lube? There's this huge learning curve with which crotch lubes to get, how to use them, where to put it, when, and all that. Yeah, that's one of the other important reasons why I documented the whole experience, so you don't have to learn the hard way the way I did.
This is a 500-mile, 7 days. What's the pace like? What's the itinerary for each day? You mentioned it's kind of flat, so there's no coasting downhill anywhere. What happens?
Well, it's actually it's very, very hilly. Iowa is not as flat as people think, unless you're just crossing on I-80. But this route changes every year. Some years they're North Iowa, some years South Iowa, but it's always west to east. And we have a cumulative elevation gain of about 20,000 feet over the course of those 500 miles, which puts us right on par with Ride the Rockies in Colorado. So it's very, very hilly. But the nice thing about the pass is that it's a ride, it's not a race. And there are people aged 8 to 80 that are doing this ride. And if you don't like the heat, you just wake up really early and do that day's itinerary. Or if you want to stop and have lots of beer, you can do that. You know, there's four P's that are very important with Rag Ride. There's pork, pie, pancakes, and pilsner. So you can stop at as many farm sites that are selling it or small towns that are having parties all along the way. You can take up to 20 hours if you want just to get across the that day's itinerary. It's awesome.
So I would assume you're never really alone on these things, whether it's a fellow rider that's passing you or you're catching up to, or the people along the side. I suppose there's signs and places to stop and cheering going on. Tell me a little bit about the communities that are involved in this.
That actually, more than any other reason, is why I wrote the book. Because I live in Las Vegas now, for example. And, you know, walls make good neighbors there. And I had forgotten what it's like to be part of a larger community. You know, Iowa has a saying that strangers are friends you just haven't met yet. And coming back to Iowa as a stranger, I discovered just how true that is. Everybody was out cheering you on, like you said. There were farmers that took the day off to refill your water bottles because it was 100 degrees the year I did it every day. And it's this huge, huge outpouring of goodwill. And in fact, Ragbri is not about bikes at all. That's like the least common denominator. It's really all about the people and the small towns and just, you know, having that slice of watermelon that was grown in somebody's backyard and chatting with them. And they're like, where are you from? That kind of thing. It's awesome. It's awesome.
We're talking to Brian David Bruins, the author of Rumble Yell, Discovering America's Biggest Bike Ride. When does this take place?
It's always for some strange reason. The last week of July. So they always pick the hottest guaranteed week of the whole year. Nobody really knows why they do that, but I think we all have a little bit of, you know, self-loathing in our lives, and I think they're just trying to give voice to that.
Now, it says here that you actually gained, well, wait a minute. You told me about the four P's, so I don't even know. You actually gained weight during your 500-mile bike ride.
That's right.
So
when you embark on something like this, they have some guides to make it easier on you to be prepared. I mean, you can just get off the couch for the first time in years and do it if you want, but of course it's better to be prepared. And they have awesome literature about that. And one of the things they recommend is approximately 1,000 miles of biking in advance over the course of months. So I did that training in Las Vegas. So when I arrived at the starting point of Ragbri, I was this lean, mean cycling machine ready for action. But at the end of day 7 of Ragbri, I mean, I'm eating Iowa pork chops every day. Those are 16 ounces and 2 inches thick, you know, and just pies galore. I don't even like pie. But there's this huge pie phenomenon, and if you don't stop and taste every town's pie, you're rude. It's an amazing experience, but you know, you're going to need to cycle another 500 miles just to get off all the extra weight.
Now, I was looking on your website, bdbruins.com. There's a video in there, and there's people on a slip and slide. I don't understand what that has to do with a bike ride.
That's the real great thing about Ragbri, is people just say, let's have a good time. And anything goes. I remember one stop, Silver City, tiny, tiny little town. They threw this huge party because everybody wants their little town to be remembered, right? And there was this lady who was just trying to organize everybody into doing handstands. Now, when was the last time you tried to do a handstand? Right? It's been a long time. And, you know, she's out there getting all these fat old guys and all these kids and everybody just lined up. And we did that for like 20 minutes. And whatever you want. And farmers will make slip and slides from their cow barn all the way down to the ditch. Who's going to say no to that, right?
When you get to the end of this ride, like anything, if you're not going in a giant circle, I suppose, what happens at that end when you get to the end? How do you get back to the beginning?
Yeah, well, the nice thing about RAGBRA is it's full of symbolism, too. You start out by dipping your back tire in the Missouri River, which is Iowa's western border, and you end with your front tire on the Mississippi River, which is our eastern coast, if you will. So you've got that sense of closure by the dipping of the tires in the two rivers. So definitely you're going to have somebody hauling your gear along for you. If you're lucky, they're going to have like an RV to do it. This is what happened for me the last few days. I got to enjoy some air-conditioned comfort. But otherwise, you're on your own to get back. And most people, I might add, by day five or six, you're thinking, I'm never going to do this again. This is awful. I have seen corn, and corn for days. But then when day seven shows up and you're done and you dip the tires, you're already talking to everybody and planning for next year.
So, how is next year going for you?
Well, in my case, I wrote a book, so I'm not able to ride it this year. I'm pedaling books instead of pedaling a bike.
I was going to give you a rim shot there. Thanks for that little note there. Again, the book is called Rumble Yell, Discovering America's Biggest Bike Ride. Brian David Bruins, our guest this morning. Thanks for sharing the time with us, and thanks for taking that ride. And I'm going to go shopping for some crotch lube next time.
Crotch lube, yeah, that's right.
Not even sure what aisle that's sold in, but I'm sure somebody will let me.
That's one of those things we all really need to know about, I'm telling you.
I'll get back on that bike if I can. Thanks very much, Brian. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks
it was a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.